The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we trust our Father this morning as we wait upon the Lord? Can we pray this morning for help, for help, for help? We are at a very critical junction, at a very critical time of great understanding, illumination that is dawning upon the church. And we can't afford to be ignorant at this point. We can't afford to be ignorant, to parade or advertise our ignorance. The Lord must help us in this season, in this time, to wait, to learn, to know all the sides, angles that the Lord wants us to know, detail of the Spirit of Truth, of the Holy Ghost. And that is what we are trusting the Lord for at this time, in this season, that a new people will emerge. A new people, can we just pray for 1 minute? A new people will emerge. Oh, filled with the Spirit. He said, do not be drunk or with wine wearing in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. A new breed of Spirit-filled believers will emerge again in the name of Jesus. Life we brought forth, our community, our constituency, our local government, our state, they will see a reflection of these things that we are saying. Our neighborhood will not be the same in the name of Jesus. Nigeria will partake of this great move of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a beautiful morning. We appreciate the Lord. We are looking at the effect of entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gift. That's when the Holy Ghost is present in a believer's life. These are the things that we're going to see. These are the indices. These are the parameters. These are the things that are going to unfold. And that is why the Lord has been blessing us on this platform. We thank all pastors helping us and leading us in this arena. The Lord will strengthen them in Jesus' name. They said we have been looking at the interest of the Holy Ghost in wanting the faith of men to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the faith of men to be rooted, to be grounded. That's what Paul was saying in Colossians, that your faith can be rooted, grounded in the Lord Jesus. You know, Mommy was saying something this morning that we are not in the season of instant noodles. We are not in a season of instant, most of what we are seeing now is an instant. You see smartphone or you see fast food. It's no more restaurant. It's fast food. Amen. And everything is just fast, instant, smart. And those are the words that has been used. But the gospel is not like that. The gospel is to do a thorough job, is to see a life that is rooted, grounded, firm. That is what it means when you say your faith is in the Lord Jesus, or that a people are growing in faith. You say grow in faith and in the knowledge, grow in grace, or grow in the faith of the Lord Jesus and in the knowledge of our Lord. So that is what begins to happen to a man. He said when the Holy Ghost was put forth, one of the major assignments, which is very important for us to note, is that it was given for us to ensure that men put their faith in the Lord Jesus. So we have so many things to learn in the Holy Ghost. Primarily, most of what we know about the Holy Ghost is to speak in tongues. And the Lord has been helping us to see that more than speaking in tongues, there is a content of the Holy Ghost. There is a understanding of the Holy Ghost that we must have, and not just to speak, because you can speak in tongues and yet you don't have so much understanding of knowledge about His person, of knowledge about His purpose, of knowledge about His personality, and so much, and we can be shallow in our mind. So that is why the Lord is bringing for this thing, so that our faith can be rested in the Lord Jesus. Our faith can be grounded in the Lord Jesus. We can see Acts 2:4-8. Can we open our scripture? Acts 2:4-8. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Why? But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith ye, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall what? Receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So this is what Jesus said to the apostle before he left the earth. That was why he gave the Holy Ghost. It was so that they could be witnesses unto him in Jerusalem. That what? They can be a witness unto him. Now, when you talk about witness, witness is not primarily saying or what you say. A witness is that you must have experience, a first-hand experience or nature or working inside of us. So something must have been wrought in a man before you can say that you are speaking forth. Hallelujah. You know, when Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Now, the first thing that we must know there is that thought, understanding precedes the speaking. Hallelujah. So if understanding is not wrought in us, we can't speak well or we can't know how to speak. If our reasoning has not been tampered, we can't know how to speak. So when you say a witness, our work has been done in this man. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. This is what Jesus said to the apostle before he left the earth, that was why he gave the Holy Ghost. It was so that they could be witnesses unto him in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria and uttermost part of the earth. God today is still raising witnesses to declare that he has raised Jesus from the dead and has provided a way of salvation to every man in every nations of the earth. Either you are white, either you are black, either regardless of the country you are, salvation has been opened unto the earth. Amen. So we can't be threatened, just like Pastor Debo was saying this morning, by any sin regardless. Because the grace of the Lord is available to save every man. So we should not be threatened by the sins of nations, by what nations are handling, or by knowledge, philosophies, understanding that nations custode or hold. Because the pathway of salvation has been open to man, and God is still raising. And we thank God because the Lord has raised for us witnesses of these things, and he will yet raise many more in the name of Jesus. You know, I begin to appreciate this prophetic spirit over the house. You know, this teaching, in fact, is just like what Daddy taught Monday, Tuesday, and also Thursday. Hallelujah. So we are blessed people. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. And we thank God for that. He said he has provided a way of salvation for man. That is what went about everywhere. That's what it went about. Preaching and God together with the Holy Ghost was working with them heavily. So souls can only be saved if they can put their trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. That is where salvation can be guaranteed, if we can learn, because it's a learning. Amen. It's a teaching. It's a training. It's an understanding of how our faith can be put in the Lord Jesus and not in any other thing. He said we can rely on him concerning forgiveness of sin. So we can receive forgiveness of sin and also justification unto life. We can move from life to life and life, because he said he came to give us life, and that we may have it more abundantly. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, therefore, power must be given for that message to be preached. You can't preach the gospel of salvation if you are not empowered, if power is not given to you. That is something at a point in time. He said, if you must be a pastor in the generation now, the Lord must have so much help you because of the complexity of the souls that I imagine, because of the construct of nature, because of the mind, the pathway, how people have exposed themselves to spirit. Hallelujah. So we can't afford not to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. So we must stay in the day of making. We must stay in our formation to be endowed with this power of the Spirit, to be able to preach. And we have seen how the apostle, starting from Peter, preached that message from the law and the prophets and the Psalms. So one thing about the apostle is that there is no scripture they take. They can't open Christ from there. She are so helped. Amen. You see that Ethiopian, you know, and he was reading Isaiah 53. And Philip got there and brought out Christ. Because actually, the background of the scripture is Christ. The whole scripture is about Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So they could open it from the law. Either from the prophet, they can open it from Psalms. Even Jesus himself preached the same thing to the men on the road to Emmaus. And their eyes were open to understand how this thing has been spoken of before the prophet. We saw how Paul also came to the scene and preached the same message. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So there is a need for God to raise men that he has empowered to understand this part of the scripture. And that's the labor of that in this season. That this world will not just be a lingua or what you hear 30 minutes on Sunday, but that we will be part, because it's ongoing already. The Lord is raising men of power. The Lord is raising men that he has empowered to understand this thing. That is why the commandment is even going forth. Hallelujah. For us to be familiar with the pages of the scripture. TikTok will not take our time to read the Bible. Facebook, social media will not take it away from us, because all those things meant to rob us from knowing our inheritance and knowing the capacity that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. So, and okay, to understand this part of the message and see the power in it, to see reasons why believers have to be established. Amen. The job of heaven at this time is that believers can be established. I'm not against our crusade. Thank God 50,000 came. But the question, how many are established? How many disciples we are able to gather from the harvest? Because that is what will stand out at the end of the day. People can receive our miracle and go. People can receive so many things and go. But when life is ministered to people, it's not easy for them to depart. Believers have to be established upon this foundation to see that this is where grace to begin the faith starts. Otherwise, we'll begin to make men change by works or human effort. And no man can actually fulfill the cause of salvation in this manner. Hallelujah. The reason for our gathering, or what the Lord wants to do, is that we are not changed by human effort. Because all what will happen is that we are acting it. Just like the Lord has been leading us servants for us to look at charity. We now begin to see that there is more in charity. There is more in Christ. Amen. Because we can come to a point where you are acting charity. You are kind to everybody. You are nice to everybody. But the nature is not there. The life is not formed. Amen. And that's dangerous. When you are 30% formed. Eh? Hallelujah. We are not totally formed or framed, because we will eventually have a form, but we will deny the power thereof. And form is not good at all. So that is why the Lord is taking time to do these thorough jobs in our community and in our assembly. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it is only by the faith in Jesus Christ. This is what must be noted in those who believe. They must have come into the sphere of the faith in the Lord Jesus and the love to all the saints. You know, it's a prayer that when they come to our assembly, they will see our love also. Just like when Paul saw the Ephesian church. He said, when I see your love and your faith, amen, your love towards all the saints, it becomes substance. It becomes what they handle. It becomes what they practice. They are already a practitioner of those things. It will be our portion in the name of Jesus. This is the emphasis at this time. This is what is summed up in the doctrine of the apostle. The content of the doctrine of the apostles were the affirming and establishing that God was working with them with signs. Working with them. Hallelujah. So what was being done is that nature were being formed. Preaching was going on. Signs and wonders were following behind. It was not in front. Hallelujah. Because that is what must happen. It must be behind. Amen. So people were gathered for the world. They were gathered for the doctrine. They were gathered for teaching. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will restore Nigerian church to this thing again. That our gathering will not be for intervention. Our gathering will not just be for miracle. Our gathering will be for understanding, knowledge, light of the Lord will shine again in the name of Jesus. He said, this is what the people should gather around to start with. Every heart must be sure that his or her future is secured in Jesus. You have yourself, the path you are going, is your future secure in God? That's the question this morning. So we must begin to position ourselves to see that we are secured in God. If these things are bound, they make you that you shall never fall. You shall never be barren. He was mentioning things there that can happen if these things be in a man. You will never fall. You will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of God. An entrance can be ministered to such a person. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So every heart must be sure that it's our future. Is secured in Jesus Christ. And this is why this part of the gospel must be understood and must be preached over and over again. Can we see Acts 13 verse 43? There is a whole lot in that book of Acts 13 which we can go back home to check and read. He said, now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuade them to continue in the grace of God. Now, Paul and Barnabas persuaded the people by the reason of expanding the same message. Hallelujah. We can't persuade if you are not familiar with the pages of the scripture. Hallelujah. So when you see Paul today, you can say, ah, there is unusual grace on the life of Paul. But no, Paul was also studious. That is why we tell a church, before I come, give attendance to reading. Amen. Now, he can't give them if he's not a reader. Hallelujah. Because you can't give what you don't have. He can say that because, in fact, to a church, he says, send my parchment to me. Hallelujah. Send my notes. Send my parchment. Send them to me. So that is the reason why he could expand with people. Amen. And when you look at the life of Paul, there was a place in the book of Acts. He was speaking to Stoic, when you see Episcopalian, philosophers, hallelujah, engaging them because he gives himself to learning. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it was not by any man, it was not by any other means. They were not being persuaded by any human effort. Rather, they were hearing more and their understanding was being opened to what God has done. The Lord will help us in this season as we minister to people. That understanding of the people will be opened again. In the name of Jesus. It was what God has done that was confirming their heart through the scriptures of the prophet. They saw that it was what God promised and that he did it exactly the way he promised. Jesus himself opened their heart to the scripture and so that they went everywhere, opening the heart of men to this. See, we are in the day that people can be in church for 10 years and their heart is not yet open to the scripture. Opening of the scripture to men is a different ball game entirely. I'm telling you, when Paul was saying that rightly dividing the word of truth, amen, it's not easy for us to come there. You can be a divider of the word of truth, but are you rightly dividing the word of truth? So we have a job to do. Amen. Don't be deceived by the Bible they carry in your neighborhood. Don't be deceived by how much they go to church. They still have so much to learn in the scripture. Hallelujah. There is a need for the scripture to bring back to you. There's a need for the scripture to be opened afresh to us because the scripture is logged. The scripture is coded. It is born out by the Spirit. And it takes the Spirit of God for us to begin to see even what is in the heart of the scripture. People have used leadership and taught leadership across the world. There are many things you can see in the Bible. People have taught marriages in the scripture. But it is time that people will teach the reason for the Bible. Bible is for salvation. And we must go back to the manual. So we will not play with the scriptures. The Lord will help us in this day that we will take our scripture reading every day a necessity. It will be more than our daily meal and our urgent 2K in the name of Jesus. Acts 13 verse 44. And the next day, can we see that place? Sabbath day came. Almost all the old city gathered together to hear the word of God. As at that time, this was what was called the word of God. That's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. You know, Daddy was telling us about this interplay in the scripture, in the preacher school, because there is dispensations in the scripture. When Paul said, when if you have heard of the dispensation, there are times in the scripture. There are seasons in the scripture. You must be able to know the times you are. You cannot just be a believer and say you love God. If you love God, what's the time you are? What's the Lord doing now? Hallelujah. You must know. That is why if you're in school, they ask you, what level are you? That's the question I will ask you. Amen. And you will now tell me, oh, I'm in GS1, I'm in GS2, I'm in GS3. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, when a person preaches with this understanding, affirming how God raised Jesus from the dead, then such a person was preaching the word of God. If anyone preached anything in the Bible that was not founded on that, it will not be counted as the word of God, as this was what God was saying. That was the word of God for that time and for everyone that believed Jesus and wanted to come in to be saved. We bless God for the opening of the knowledge in our day. Hallelujah. And we begin to see that there is a need for people to come into charity and for people to be open to the everlasting God. So that is why we must be able to come into the understanding of the now. Amen. We must be able to know what God is saying now. Hallelujah. Can we see Acts 13 verse 45 to 49? He said, but when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy, spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas was bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. So, we turn to the Gentiles, for so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Hallelujah. They said, what is called the word of God here, or the word of the Lord here, is a word that preaches Jesus as the Lord and Christ according to the scripture, which we now call the Old Testament. In their days, it was called the scriptures of the prophet, or the scriptures of the law and of Psalms. Hallelujah. I still want to read so that we take the thought together. Acts 13 verse 51 to 52. He said, but they shook off the dust of their feet and against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. So each time this word was preached, men were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. They were strong to continue to rely on Jesus. This is a product. When Jesus is lifted, when Jesus is preached, there is joy in the air. Hallelujah. There is joy. Joy that is not hung or banked on anything. That is banked purely on the knowledge of Jesus. That is banked on the understanding of Jesus. That is why the Lord will help us to stay on the message of Jesus. Jesus only is our message. Jesus all time. That is what the apostles stood on. They were consistent in showing, in revealing Christ to men. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Acts 13 verse 52. Okay. They said, but the Jews tears up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raise persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expel them out of their coast. Sometimes in this present time, when the gospel is preached, people feel that the preachers are making it too cheap and that they need to show and prove his worth. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there's a way that people feel. Why is this message? Is it the gospel you are preaching like this? Hallelujah. This was the issue with the Jew. They felt that the message was too simple. They felt that the message was too, how are you preaching like this? Amen. So it is not about man. It is about how the Spirit wants to reveal it. Hallelujah. So that is why it says too cheap, that they need to show and prove his word. But it does not have to be that way, because it is what Jesus has done that accomplished the work and not human's effort. And there are sometimes too that they felt the message is too hard. Hallelujah. It's a suicide. Some people can say, the message is too simple. Why are you preaching like that? Or sometimes, you know, that it was revealing over the week to us. Why must the gospel of eternal life be preached by a black man? Amen. You know, discrimination in the church. Assuming he's a white man, now there's a way the church will embrace it. There's a way we receive it. It's coming from the Western nation or from the Western world. But God in this season is doing so much through Africa. Hallelujah. He's doing so much through the black. And one thing that we must know is that even we that we are here, we must be able to receive God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us to be able to discern men and to receive all that he has for us. In the name of Jesus. They said, it takes grace to be able to believe that God can bring forth change in the life of men via the gospel. Amen. God can bring change. Amen. God can bring change. That is why in this season that we have, we must not look down on anyone. Give the gospel. The gospel is the antidote. The gospel is the drug. Hallelujah. If you have not given the drug, don't complain about people. Have you given it to them? Have you ministered to them? Have you stayed on them? Hallelujah. So if we are able to do that, we will see change in our world. That your neighbor, you complain so much about. Have you opened the neighbor to the gospel? Have you shown him or her the life? That your roommate. Hallelujah. So this is what the Lord is doing in this season. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So it takes grace to be able to believe that God can bring forth change in the life of men. This was what all the disciples held on to in all their journeys of preaching Jesus. So also, believers were able to hold on to rely on Jesus for salvation, which is receiving everlasting life and inheriting eternal life. The Lord will help us to hold on. We are not saying amen. So inheriting everlasting and eternal life. Nothing will stop our believing. That is why we are a believer. We are believer because we can believe on. Hallelujah. We must be able to believe on in this season. This was never a time. There was never a time when the apostle attached works to the gospel. Because an average Jewish person naturally expects that works must be done before a person can believe the gospel. We can be caught up in this web. I say we can be caught up in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. So your dressing is not the issue. Because some people believe, this is your gospel. If I remove your earring, this gospel will be beautiful. Hallelujah. It's not whether you remove your wig or your earring or you don't remove. The gospel is potent and can save you. Hallelujah. And another thing is that somewhere there also, we believe that until you get to a mountain, that God can hear you. We can also be like that. Until you pray in a particular place. No, God can hear you wherever you are. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You don't need to send the names of the person you want to marry. Hallelujah. You can write 3, 4, 5 names, 6 names, 10 names, and send it across. Your mommy will say, don't come. Oma, wow, shall send the ruko wasi me. Just send the name to me. Hallelujah. Don't worry. But you know what they want to do. So in this season, the Lord will help faith to be built up in our hearts. We can be caught up in works. Either you say amen 100 times with fire. Amen, 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 amen. Fire. Because some people don't believe that God can still hear them. Until they put amen 100 times and say fire. Hallelujah. He hears you. Jonah was in the belly of the fish. And God held him. Either you are in the heights or in the depth. Hallelujah. Because all these things are what we attach to faith. It doesn't make faith potent. In fact, it reduces the faith more. Daddy was telling us about Nigerian police force. You don't need to put force if it's truly forceful. When you see Nigerian army, it's Nigerian army. It's Nigerian navy. Once you see force that they put there, it's a sign that you're already threatened. You are reacting to something. So you are complete in Christ. You are okay in Christ. Don't add anything. Don't include anything. Don't subtract anything. Faith and faith alone. They believe the person must have first done the law. Preaching Jesus as the Christ and the Lord is able to bring forth salvation and forgiveness of sin in those who believe. Preaching and affirming this more causes the faith of men to consistently rely on Jesus our Lord. So if we can keep on trusting Jesus, that's the word this morning. Just keep on trusting. Amen. Just keep on believing. Just keep on trusting. Very soon you will be sealed. Hallelujah. Just like the Corinthian church, just like the Ephesian church, when you hear the word of truth and you believe, they were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. As you keep trusting, as you stay, as you hope on God, your salvation is nearer than when you first believe. He said, if men can keep on trusting Jesus, they will continue to be cleansed from their sin. It's not mechanical. We don't need to import anything to save men. Brother, sit down this side. Sister, sit down in this side. It's not about where you sit. It's about the light that is visiting you. Amen. So it's not about that. Because we can do many things and we can fall into the extreme. Or we can be judgmental. Daddy was saying to us the other time, it is skill of the spirit that can help us to maintain a balance in the midst of the whole thing. So our cleansing is tied to being trusting in Jesus. So when you trust, they begin to bring help to you. He said, it is the faith in the Lord Jesus that cleanses at that stage. It is not the work of any human, nor abstinence. Hallelujah. Regardless of how you abstain, sin will catch up with you. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is why the Lord will help us in this season. God is not threatened by sin. At a point in time, you will flee from sin. But at a point in time, sin cannot do you anything because something has been worked inside of you. Hallelujah. Sin will come. You will eat sin. You will shop death. You will shop air. Hallelujah. Is that not what Jesus? That's what Jesus did. Now, the prince of this world came to him and found nothing in him. Hallelujah. So that is what the Lord is bringing us into. That sin at our appearance will disappear. It is not the works of any human, nor abstinence, nor neglecting of the body. We can be piety, and yet we don't have the substance. That is where the Colossian church fell into. We worship. Hallelujah. You can be quiet, and it's not the quietness of the spirit. It's just because you don't know what to say and how to say. Amen. So you can be sober. It's not the soberness that is being worked by grace. So the Lord will help us in this season to be able to look into the trust of Jesus, into the faith of our Lord Jesus, until we are made, until every fiber of us is God, in the name of Jesus. Can we trust the Lord this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.